Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to On Your Mind. Scott Hanlon back in the air chair with Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Aaron Tippin, super producer Chris Larson, and Dan the man answering the phone.
You ask me where I come from.
When you call us at 800-228,
here's what I tell everyone.
0550.
By the way, I have another push on to get Aaron Tippin on the show. He's going to be at Manolman in Minnesota on the 9th of July.
We want him to sing this live on the air.
Yes, that's what I want.
Stars and stripes.
Uh-huh. That's where we live, baby.
An eagle flies.
Home of the replacement theory. That's what we're all about every day. We get here every day thinking, gosh, we just got to ram this replacement theory through.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. Replace all the white people.
What is the replacement theory? I never even heard the phrase till
we're allowing millions of people from, you know, other countries, other nationalities into the countries to replace, eventually, to just either, you know, overwhelm the system and, you know, have enough babies.
That doesn't sound like something that we would push.
Because the white people are the problem. You've heard this. Now the Nazis and the white supremacists. You know that.
Gosh almighty.
Heard that.
By the way, I love how they set the narrative.
Ugh.
And the media is right along with them. Because what do we know about this shooter in Buffalo?
He's a lunatic.
Well, of course, but I'm saying what narrative are they selling right now?
White supremacists.
Right, exactly right.
Kill black people.
The guy self-identifies as a liberal. He self-identifies as a socialist liberal.
Okay, they're not going to highlight that particular fact, though.
Well, of course not, but go read this manifesto.
Hey, a great point is quit talking about the person. You have to talk about the devil, because that is the devil doing his work.
Of course.
That is the demon. That is the demon on earth in manifesting in one person. That went and did one horrific, heinous act.
Are you saying the devil's a liberal?
I mean, well, yeah, the devil's real. The devil's real.
E-V-I-L. I mean, it's just, there's good and there's evil. And I wish when these things happen, we would just say, look, this is evil.
That's it.
This is evil. You can't, you know, the idea
turn this into
identity politics is just sick. It's just sick.
You can't fix it. I'll
never forget, as a radio talk show host since the late 80s, early in the 90s, Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Remember it well.
Blames talk radio for
McVeigh.
Yeah, Timothy McVeigh. Right? It was Rush Limbaugh and talk radio. This is the game they play, folks, and the media is right there.
Gotta blame someone.
Yep, right there with them.
Can we just blame the devil?
Unbelievable.
How about we just blame evil?
Here's one thing I wanted to...
Paul Harvey thing again, if I were the devil.
I want to say something about us here in the family. Meaning the God-fearing, freedom-loving people of the great state of North Dakota, western Minnesota. We have to draw that line. Of course, South Dakota and eastern Montana. It's a frustrating time. I mean, it really is. And I hate that word because it's just easy to say, oh, I'm so frustrated and things are terrible. And look at all these things that are happening. And you sort of end up at a pity party before too long, right? And then it's just all woe is me. And rather than saying, I'm going to pick my battle here, I'm going to do something about it. But I do think we need to be careful not to, use the frustrating time. Use the things that legitimately are horrible. I mean, the border's ridiculous. Inflation's crazy. Have a baby formula. We're the greatest country in the face of the earth. You tell me we can't figure out how to manage a baby formula shortage? For crying out loud, we have babies hospitalized because this is just horrific.
Here's a quick note on that. Over the weekend, Pete Buttigieg said on Face the Nation, they've been on this since day one. Yet, the administration just invoked the emergency defense.
Yeah, you know what?
Whatever.
By the way,
if you're on it from day one, why do you need to impose an emergency defense?
Or how many to this point if they were on it from day one? You're right.
Yeah, you'd have done that on day one, is what you'd have done if you were on it.
Right. Yeah.
And by the way, you know why that?
At this point.
Liars. You know why that happened? Which, by the way, I applaud. That's appropriate.
You bet.
Let's figure out. We got a problem here.
Because Trump already did it to get ventilators and a number of other things done.
Well, the model was there, certainly. But members of Congress, Republicans, joined by Democrats, days ago called for this. Days ago.
Not since February.
No. Days ago called for this. But the point is, this is just the administration careening from one crisis to the next.
And lying their way through all of it.
And go, okay, well, yeah, good idea. Let's do what they said we should do. I mean, literally, that's what it is. Let's do what they said we should do. So, yeah, go ahead. Do what they said we should do. That'll fix it. That'll be great. Yeah. And then, by the way, we have planes. Let's go places and pick up formula. Okay, good. Thank you very much. But again, greatest country on the face of the earth. We sent people to the moon. We
had leaders,
innovation, we had entrepreneurs leaders that have solved every problem as long as we can remember
under great leadership.
And here we go.
Don't have that.
So back to my original point here. It is understandable that we're feeling angst, worry, concern, and all the horrible things we're seeing happening, the cost of bad leadership. But I don't think we should become so cynical and all that now we just assume the worst in everyone and realize that there are good people that are trying to do battle in the middle of this. This thought was prompted by a comment that came in last night from one of our listeners saying, well, here's the exact comment I read. 7 o'clock last night. I think Hovind and Kramer went to the Ukraine to get their piece of the corrupt politicians' pie from the money laundering of our taxes they voted for. That is kind of what I'm talking about when you're so mad about everything that's happening. All of a sudden, your guys are corrupt. I mean, I'll tell you this. John Hovind and Kevin Kramer no more went to the Ukraine to feather their own nest than the man on the moon did. Now, did Joe Biden's son do this? Yeah, and gets by with it, which is ridiculous. But, and still not fully vetted and adjudicated and everything else because, of course, the media is not curious about where's Hunter, what's on the laptop, what were the deals. But John Hovind and Kevin Kramer are not corrupt politicians.
Well, I know.
They're not.
They're not. I totally agree with that. But the point you brought up, though, is that there's a history there. There's a history in Ukraine, whether it's Zelensky or his predecessor, there's a history there of massive corruption. So the problem is, if that reasonable doubt is there, $40 billion that we don't have cannot go there. Because there's enough doubt and enough wondering,
You solved this.
You know what I mean? Where's the money going? Who's going to get it? Who spends it?
I think Rand Paul had a great idea.
I did too.
And that was an inspector general tracing every dollar. Give us full accountability on it. But I don't think you can say in the middle of this horrific situation, sorry, screw you, we're out. I don't think you can. Lindsey Graham makes a great case about this. We're going to play some of Lindsey Graham today and ask our audience, after hearing this, after everything you know, is this a worthy place of your tax dollars?
What would you guess?
This is where, again, I think we just have to breathe. Because it's easy to be against everything right now and say, you know, that's horrible. But the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline thing is another example. Now we're against pipelines? Holy buckets. Where is this going to end? So, and by the way, Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor, is going to join us next hour for a talk radio town hall on that topic, on carbon capture, on the ethanol industry leading the way on this, and the synergy that's happening with the oil and gas. Very important topic. Let's get Grand Bismarck in here because we do welcome your calls.
I have a question for you guys, just quick. What would you guess is the figure we've sent to Ukraine since 2014? How much money would you save?
Since 2014?
Yeah, since 2014. Last 8 years.
Yeah, I have no idea.
$6.5 billion. How much money has the EU sent there, would you guess?
Pennies.
About $500 million.
Yeah.
So when EU catches up with their neighbors helping them, I'm happy to go in there.
Yeah.
Until then, no.
You know, I don't disagree with you, but I don't think that means in the middle of a fight, you go, screw you. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying screw you. We've given you $6.5 billion.
Yeah, since 2014, that's a very different number. We're talking about they're in the middle of a war.
Well, we've given it since the war started, too.
Grant in Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Since Brent Sanford is a very good advocate for the oil and gas industry, why don't him in his administration, I know he's under Burgum, but why don't they just defend our oil and gas companies and just let them start drilling? I mean, it's basically a Boston Tea Party 2.0. Just do it. Who cares what the government's going to say if we're going to have $10 gas? I mean, are you kidding me? Just let them go. Let's just do our thing. Let's just start making our own products. Because it's all regulation, and that's what's tying our hands, because, oh, the government says we can't do it. We don't want to get in trouble. We're going to have to start doing that and just saying, screw you, or we're done. We're all going to be dependent on the government.
I love this guy.
So, Grant, your point is federal lands, for instance, where you need a lease,
just drill. Go.
A permit,
drill, baby,
you would say, we don't care that it's federal land, we're going to drill on it. We'll ask Brent Sanford that theory. Or, you know, a little bit about your theory and that approach. You'd obviously lawyer up in court over it. Again, I would I'd say you end up doing the same thing the DAPL protesters did, right? You occupy land that isn't yours. Dangerous approach. But I understand the frustration again.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here. Now. Reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the communities. Online at avmnow.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, Advanced Business Methods, employee-owned company based right here. Means your money stays here in the community. Today's printers are actually high-end computers. It's print management software that you get from Advanced Business Methods, so you get the data and the analytics to help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the job you print, who's printing what, so much more. Get your printing expenses under control today. Find out more about them at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. JamesInCavalier.com. James in Cavalier, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, James.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Lindsey Graham, all this talk that Russia is going to run over Europe like Nazi Germany is a farce. There is no way they have the manpower, the money, the skill. They couldn't even defeat Nazi Germany in World War II without all of our resources that we gave them. If anybody would watch World War II from space, they'd learn a little bit about history. It's on the History Channel. Another thing is they just don't have, they can barely get anywhere in Ukraine as it is. They're not going to run all over the map like Nazi Germany did. And for us to throw $40 billion at Ukraine is ridiculous. Yes, I believe they need our help, but unreal.
James, don't go anywhere. Let's listen to Lindsey Graham's argument, which is exactly the opposite of what you're saying. Let's listen to his argument and give me your response.
Putin is not going to stop in Ukraine unless somebody stops him. Here's the good news. His army was oversold. And with the weapons we've delivered to the Ukraine, plus our allies, the Ukrainian military and citizenry are dismantling the Russian military. It would be an enormous blow for freedom, stabilize the world, if we could stop Putin in Ukraine. And the Ukrainians are not asking us for soldiers. They're asking us for weapons. And if you don't think Russia under Putin is a foe to the United States, and all we believe in, you haven't been paying attention to what's been going on for the last 20 years. So we have a moment in time here to go all in terms of economic assistance. Their economy is in shambles because they're under siege. They're fighting like tigers. The weapons we've given them, they put to good purpose. The Democrats and Republicans are now united around the idea it is a good thing to help the Ukraine. To my Republican colleagues who vote against this package, what is your alternative? Don't go to Poland anymore. Don't go to the Ukraine and say we're with you. If you vote against this package, and there's a million reasons to vote against anything, you're missing the point. The world hangs in a balance here. If we don't get Ukraine right and stand up to Putin, there goes Taiwan. I'm tired of being lectured to by people who have no understanding of the world in which we live in. The mistakes of the last century are being played out on our screen every night. So to those who believe that we can just let it go in Ukraine, boy, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. The world is going to be turned upside down, and the converse is true. If we can stop him in his tracks, help the Ukrainians who are doing all the fighting and dying, then China is less likely to go into Taiwan. Now, this is one of the biggest moments in the 21st century. Where are you? Whose side are you on? Oh, it's too much here. It's too much there. I had one senator who will remain nameless on our side. Why do we have money for food? There are 227 million people in the world knocking on famine's door. Between droughts and wars all over the World Food Program, run by Governor Beasley from South Carolina, is completely under siege. 40-something countries in the world have over 50% of their grain supply coming from the Ukraine, and they're out of production right now. It is in our interest, ladies and gentlemen, to help people when they're starving, so they don't do the things that they may do to feed their families that are bad for us. What would you do to feed your family? Would you take money from Al-Qaeda and ISIS if it was the only source of money available to feed your family?
All right, we see where he's going with this. James, your response to Lindsey Graham, who's on the Senate floor this week.
One of my responses is we are on a sinking ship right now in the United States of America, and we are trying to go rescue another sinking ship. We need to focus and secure ourselves here before we can start helping everybody else abroad. This World War III thing, I think, is scare tactics. These people like to throw money at everything. That's the first thing they do is just throw money at it. I'm not saying they don't need help, but $40 billion? They just come up with a number and they write a check.
You know,
dude, Lindsey Graham is no one to listen to on this. Just saying.
Let's see a spreadsheet. Let's itemize things. They need this. They need this. They need this. This costs this much. This costs this much. Okay. They need $16 billion. Okay, that's what they need to get through this. You know, it's just our credit card that we just keep racking up.
And side note on Lindsey Graham, brother, I'll just tell you, Lindsey Graham's super PAC called Security is Strength received $500,000 from billionaire Ron Perelman, whose company McAndrews and Forbes owns AM General, the manufacturer of Humvees and other products for the military. In December of last year, AM General
won $245 million
contract. He supported
every Republican. Every Republican in the United States Senate is getting money from armed services companies because they're the ones that actually support the armed services. I don't connect those dots. Blake and Bismarck
have to.
For every member, Congress.
You're bringing up Lindsey Graham.
Every Republican. Well, go find out how many other Republicans got the same thing. Is my point. How many other Republicans are supported by armed services?
Are they upset? They're saying we got to spend all this money too.
Well, they're voting for it.
Well,
majority of the senators voted for it. Blake and Bismarck, you're next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, Blake.
I think that comment that you got last night is just a boiling over of the frustration that has started a long time ago with. When the housing bubble crashed, we needed a stimulus package. And Chuck Schumer famously said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And we just see that they use crisis after crisis to print billions and now trillions of dollars.
You couldn't be more right.
Nobody knows where it goes. And we're all so sick of it because we're going to lose our Social Security and our Medicare because of what these clowns are doing. So now every time we spend money like this, which might be a good thing, everybody gets incredibly annoyed at, here we go again. We got another crisis where we got to go spend a ton of money, and there goes my Social Security and Medicare when I get old.
And I share the very same frustrations you do. I couldn't agree anymore. My question is specific to whether or not this is a worthy expenditure of our dollars based on this argument, that you stop this guy dead in his tracks, you prevent a whole lot of that. I think the most important argument on this is food. I think if you have chaos in Ukraine, the quicker we stop the chaos in Ukraine.
Right now, I think it probably is, but back in the day, I believe the whole weapons of mass destruction, you know, DL2 was justification, and now I'm rethinking that. So it's hard to know. You know, in the moment, you get emotional and you think, yep, we got to do what we got to do. Then when you look back through the prism of history, well, maybe that wasn't the right thing to do.
I would add on that whole debate, there were weapons of mass destruction. You know, we had somebody last week say, you know, there wasn't. And somebody that actually was a North Dakota military person in intelligence said, hey, I was there. I saw it. They were everywhere. So, you know, again, we have a horrific media in this country, so you aren't necessarily getting the facts. The narrative's written by somebody else. Blake, appreciate the call. Bob in Wheatland, when we come back, and more calls welcome at 800-228-0550. I might play some more Lindsey Graham just to trigger Kevin, too.
It's all good.
All right. Coming up on What's on Your Mind. More after this. Don't go away. People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even downloaded the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I could see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Lindsey Keith. Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, and great weekend shows like Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You may never go back. I trust Newsmax. You should too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania U.S. Senate primary election results, now taking days to figure out, still has no results on the Republican side. Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick are separated by just over 1,000 votes to the Dr. Oz side of the ticket. About 20,000 votes still need to be counted. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg accepted Nordic neighbors Sweden and Finland's request to become members of NATO, also known as North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
And I warmly welcome the requests by Finland and Sweden to join NATO. You are our closest partners, and your membership in NATO would increase our shared security.
With Russia's aggression against its neighbor Ukraine, the reason to join now seems clear. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been around since 1908. Started as the little plumber, just getting it done. Started with plumbing, then it's heating, then it's air conditioning, then it's mechanical contracts. It was just maintaining hundreds and hundreds of buildings throughout the upper Midwest, giving you a certainty on the bottom line, because if it breaks down, they fix it. If it needs replacement, they replace it. This is something that started in Bismarck, but now is again across the whole region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. And also, they're the indoor air quality experts. Hear what's in the news again, right? COVID is back. Hospitals are filling. Did you hear that about breathlessly? You know how many news reports yesterday?
Was 10 million people are going to be lost this fall and winter.
Yeah, so you know, the best way to protect yourself is cleaner air. And do what the hospitals are doing, do what the schools are doing in your home for an affordable price. More on that at hatandsons.com. Just a bit more of Lindsey Graham, and then we'll give our listeners a chance to respond to this.
So we live in a very dangerous time where one thing affects the other. This package was put together quickly, and I'm sure there are things in this package that could be done better. But we're living in real time here. The president's ability to send weapons really expires in a couple of days. So what I hope will happen is that we'll unite around the idea that Putin's the bad guy and the Ukrainians are the good guys. And if we lose this war, we're going to regret losing this war because it won't end in the Ukraine. So to my two colleagues on the Democratic side, thank you both. You've done something that is hard for people around here to do. Talk about victory. Victory for Ukraine. Senator Blumenthal, there has been no stronger voice of standing up to Putin and making him pay a price. How many people does he have to murder? How many war crimes does he have to commit until we realize this needs to stop? We had this same experience with Adolf Hitler. People excused his behavior, wrote it off as he just wants to get German-speaking territories back. No, he wrote a book about what he wanted to do. He wanted to kill all the Jews and remake Europe and create a master race for people on planet Earth in his own image. What is Putin trying to do? A bit less ambitious, create the Russian Empire and the former Soviet Union anew. Crush democracies that have had a chance to go a different way. And are you surprised that the Ukrainians are fighting? Who the hell would want to live under Putin's thumb? Would you? Would you want to live in Putin's Russia? Would you want him to be your leader if you didn't have to? People who've gone down the communist road are literally willing to die because they don't want to raise their children that way. So we're going to have a discussion here in a moment about some things that we can do that will matter beyond money. The American taxpayer should not be the only source of help to the Ukrainian people.
We all agree
for that. There's a proposal that was left out of this bill that would empower the Department of Justice to go after Putin and all of his cronies and take from them their yachts and their villas and their dachas, sell it and put the money into the Ukraine to buy bullets. That got left out of the package. To the American people, I get it. Other people should be doing more. There's a bipartisan consensus here that with additional resources in the hands of the Department of Justice and some legal changes, we could go after billions of dollars of ill-gotten gain and plow it back into the Ukrainian war effort, money coming from thugs and thieves in Russia to help the brave people in the Ukraine. But that fell out of the package.
Why?
To my colleagues in this body, what the hell are you thinking?
Thank you very much. Obviously, it ballooned to $40 billion as it does. That's how you get Democratic votes. But I think what he says, I know you're not a big Lindsey Graham fan. Neither am I. Lindsey's a bit of a showboat. But I think he makes a very strong argument here on about what our investment brings in the way of an insurance policy against other stuff. And he's so right about China and Taiwan. I mean,
well,
that is
yeah, I know.
China's watching. That Afghanistan withdrawal emboldens them. Part of the reason Putin did what he did. Look at these
guys. I would argue that we're more concerned about a Ukraine invasion than we are about our own invasion. So, and sorry, you can't spend any money over there or anywhere until you solve our border problem.
Well, I'm 100% with you, Kevin, but
that's why I'm
done
talking about any of this.
Not a Democrat in the United States Congress that now controls Congress agrees with you. So it won't happen.
Well, then this doesn't happen. And this doesn't get any votes.
And then
not one vote.
You end up with an international crisis on top of a border crisis.
Well, that's their problem. Our problem is our problem. We got to fix that first.
Bob in Wheatland, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, let's make some comparisons here. Okay,
please.
Nancy Pelosi in office, 30 years, worth $230 million. Zelensky in office for 3 years, he's worth $530 million. Yeah, how did an actor earn $530 million? I can't really, the dots just don't line up for me. Sorry. Another thing, you know, Lindsey Graham, he's not going to be happy until there's boots on the ground, and I guarantee we're going to have boots on the ground. This country does not trust the government. If you're in war and your people don't trust the government, guess what? You lose the war. So, I'm sorry. Why are we even listening to Lindsey Graham? Blah, 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 $40 million. We can't even control.
Billion.
We're going to be feeding millions of people coming across our border. We got to worry about food on our shelves in this country. We got our own problems.
We are the greatest country on the face of the earth.
My man!
Bar none.
Yeah, right there.
Bar none. I think you got to do both. I don't think we're an either or kind of country. I really don't. And again,
how do you afford it?
And again,
how do you afford it?
November. 100%. But you do have to spend on something as basic as that. Look, if he's suggesting Lindsey Graham wants boots on the ground there, nobody supports that. None, nada, zippo. But if you can help this guy win that war, you stop a lot of other bad stuff. And, you know, we keep ignoring what he's trying to do. The guy's trying to redraw the map. He's trying to redraw the map.
Is he?
You just throw up your hands and say,
is he really?
Oh,
yeah,
so Putin's a good guy now. I love that argument. Yeah,
no,
you are.
No, I did not. I'm talking motive. We're talking. Is that what he's trying to do?
Now you're joining the dark side. Tony and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tony.
Dark side.
Yeah, I just have absolutely no faith in Lindsey Graham whatsoever. I think he's a warmonger. I think he's an armchair warrior that thinks that he can play both sides of the fence. He's so corrupt, and I just don't trust Lindsey Graham at all.
But by the way, Donald Trump trusts him. Do you trust Donald Trump? I'm not a big Lindsey Graham fan, but let's deal with what he's saying and the argument for the expenditure of the dollars. I mean, that's why I'm playing his clip here today, because he's arguing with Rand Paul on this point. And, you know, many of our listeners have been, hey, don't, screw it. I'm saying, what about his argument? That'd be a more useful use of our time here to talk about what in what he's saying do I not agree with?
Well, what he's saying that I don't agree with is the fact that you're going to go and borrow all this money from China and screw up our economy to send it over to Ukraine, which it's not a democracy in Ukraine, just so you know.
Well, by the way, let's put that into context here. What has Joe Biden spent for, quote-unquote, boosting the economy and helping people during COVID? Trillions, okay? That's what's screwing up the economy. Now, I'm not for $40 billion as a pittance. It's not a pittance, but let's keep it in context here, all right? And the argument is, if the $40 billion prevents this ripple effect of, for instance, a food crisis, what is that going to cost to address? Ripple effect of China going, well, they're not going to fight. So let's go to Taiwan and then have a talk about a supply chain crisis where all the semiconductors come from. You got a nightmare. So
those are all, you know, maybes. I mean, those are all that could happen. Could have, would have, maybe.
True. They are, but I think everybody agrees the food crisis is real. Given the amount of farmland,
we don't rely on Ukraine for anything really, as far as imports go. I mean, that's right. Nothing.
So we want to fund Russia by giving them billions of dollars.
Fund Russia. Dollars. How are we funding Russia?
Yes. By buying the fuel. We're still giving money. We're still buying fuel from Russia.
I believe we said enough already. We're not taking any imports from Russia on fuel. But believe we did that.
I don't think that's the case. I think we said we're going to, but we haven't stopped. And we also are...
Well, that'd be the stupidest thing ever. Why would
money.
If we said we're going to stop doing it and we're still doing it, I'd like to know that, because that's dumb. That's idiotic. Why would you still be doing it?
The only dumb thing that this regime is doing right now, but we're also going to borrow the money from China. So we're going to pay interest on the debt to China, in hopes that we're gonna back up China on Taiwan. Well, that's not gonna happen. We give more money to China than any other country in the world.
Yes, we are still buying oil from Russia. It hasn't gone into effect.
When is it gonna go into effect?
I have no idea.
How stupid is that?
When are they gonna go out?
What, do you announce it and then you say we're gonna do it a year from now?
That's what they did with the ports in LA. I mean, they were gonna get all that done 10 weeks later. Yeah. Nothing done.
Look.
Yeah, it's just insane, and I just don't trust Lindsey Graham. I wouldn't believe a word he says.
You could take Lindsey Graham's argument and replace it with Kevin Cramer's or John Hoban's or anybody else that's making the same argument. I'm not here to say Lindsey Graham is any kind of fair-haired boy at all. I think he's making a solid argument here. So rather than take pot shots at a guy you don't like, I'm saying argue against the argument, and also, let's not let the pileup of frustration take us off of a question of whether or not this makes sense or not. That's what I'm trying to say.
We are arguing against this. First of all, he doesn't know that Putin's going to go and redraw the map and take... I agree with the caller that said he doesn't have the resources, nor does he have the people. So that's that. You lose
so
that.
So let him roll in Ukraine.
You lose that.
Who cares?
It's not rolling in Ukraine. Apparently, Ukraine's winning.
Well, they're winning with our help, though, Kevin. They're winning with our help and our dollars.
When is European Union going to step in? When are their true neighbors in their back door going to step up like we are?
Without Donald Trump...
We don't have the money, man. That's the bottom line for me. We don't have the money, and we have an invasion going on our own border. So, you know, sorry, bigger problem here. You guys deal. Well, if we get our own problem solved, then we can maybe help you.
I wish.
Right now, we're screwed.
Donald Trump was still here to call out every one of these people in Europe to say, hey, here's what we put in. What have you put in?
Yeah.
Let's see the numbers.
Where I'm at.
How about our dollars are match dollars? Let's try that. Our dollars are match dollars.
Bingo. Love it.
But let's not be them and throw up all these what-ifs and but-if-not and what about that and, oh, I'm mad about the border and everything else. Let's deal with the crisis at hand. Ukraine is winning with us. What Kevin, you are saying, and others saying, I don't care. Screw them. I'm done with them. And I don't think that comes without a cost. That's all I'm trying to say. Jim the Flagpole Guy when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Bechtel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Before the top of the hour, I'm going to rip through these calls, and all I want is a additional support for Ukraine, yes or no, okay? Dan in Elbow Lake, yes or no on additional support for Ukraine?
Ukrainians can't win the war without U.S. troops on the ground. They're just getting their people slaughtered and their country destroyed.
So it not only support, but additional support, not just dollars. Okay, got it. Brady and... what's your vote? Yes or no on additional support for Ukraine?
Hell no and no no arms.
Hell no and no. Mike, and your answer on this. Mike, go ahead.
No way. I hope.
No way. Okay, got it. Rick, your vote.
Well, I'd say no, and I think you've been to one too many cocktail parties with the deep state in Washington.
Oh, please. Bennett, yes or no on additional support for Ukraine?
No.
Sounds like a no.
Sounds like a no.
All right. Appreciate all that. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Jim the Flagpole guy is here. What is today, guys? Thursday. You know what that means?
National Devil's Food Cake Day. I know that.
Is that right? You could go dessert. But
don't think we have one of those, huh?
Don't do the dessert before the entree because they're really, really good, like breakfast tater tot hot dish in Harwood today.
Ooh.
Cabbage rolls, a breakfast hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Valley City, pulled pork or French dip sandwich today. 12th Avenue, 929 chicken, ravioli, and Alfredo today. NP Avenue, Salisbury steak, same with Glendon, chicken fettuccine and Yulin, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA, the muffins, the cookies, the caramel rolls. You're going to love it at PetroServe USA. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here, checking in as he does weekly with us on What's on Your Mind to talk about the all-new global, let's go global, why stop at the U.S., footprint for usflagpoleguy.com. How's things going, Jim?
Actually, pretty good, Scott. I'm going to get another load of flagpoles for this installation season, and this one's a pretty big one, so I'm quite thankful. And we're really busy, and I'm just like overwhelmed with gratitude that we live in the greatest country that this world has ever known. And right now, there's two spirits that are antithetical to each other, and I don't really trust our current government. Now, even some Republicans who want to get along, they just be the biggest gentleman all the way to the gulag, is my personal opinion. But we just
let me give you a quick example then on this whole Ukraine thing. The Republican package for Ukraine was like $29 billion. As if, you know, $29 billion, $40 billion, one's better than the other. The only way the Democrats would support it is if it had $40 billion for Ukraine, and they took out the part about being able to claw back against all the, you know, Russian wealth, ill-gotten wealth around the country. They would have paid for every penny of the $40 billion. Isn't that interesting?
So how does any Republican vote for it?
I don't know.
Or even
I mean,
think that it's a good idea? Just saying.
That's just where I think that's what Jim's point reminded me of.
Yes.
Because, you know, that's sort of like, okay, well, we need it. We need it fast. So they've got us over a barrel. Let's give it to them. I'd rather they expose them. Say, what's wrong with our $29 billion? And what's wrong with an inspector general to monitor every penny? Sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
Let's not forget about the history that the Democrat Party has had with the Ukraine. And how do you trust any of it? You know, obviously, Biden had so much fault, he wasn't going to give Ukraine money because there was the wrong prosecutor that was looking to investigate his son. So the whole thing's just nothing but a big mess. It's antithetical to the spirit of God. It's antithetical to the spirit of our Constitution and our originalism as traditional America. But the good part about that is that we have each other and we have common sense. And America is returning to its glory, and people are returning to their God. And my only admonition is to, first of all, to myself, which I'm trying to practice, and that is to return to a sense of godliness, and it's going to come in its own form for everybody, but it's a return to truth, return to your honor to yourself. If you're grieving, grieve God's way, not your own, and then one way that we can do that is by helping each other. I'd like to please ask everybody to reach out to usflagpoleguy.com in the contact form. Please give us your name and your telephone number to help a girl named Jacqueline. She's just a young, precious, young teenager. I think she's like 13 years old. Her health has declined. She's having struggles, and she's, their family's trying to raise money, and I didn't know it was so expensive, but it's really expensive the child needs a service dog. And, they're like $10,000 short of their goal. And her name is Jacqueline. She lives
in Stanley, North Dakota. She's a precious young girl who, of no fault of her own, is having health problems. And I'm asking everybody to leave your name on usblackbullguide.com on the contact form and to give her the blessing of a small donation so she could get her service dog. And while you're at US Black Bull Guy, please page around and view our new website. It will help our organic reach. Even if you don't want a flagpole, please go there, page around, visit, and then there's this handy-dandy little AR called augmented reality.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. You find a flagpole, and then you take a picture of your property and see it in reality. USflagpoleguy.com. Check that out. And also help this young lady. Great cause. Thanks, Jim. Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.